Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Katie Neal from Odyssey Country, and we are here at CMA Fest 2022 with Erin Kinsey. How are you?
I'm doing so good. So excited to be back.
I was going to say, how is CMA Fest going for you so far in all the chaos?
First 2 days have been kind of chill for me doing rehearsal, getting ready for the performance on Saturday. But man, you can tell it's a full swing back reunion of everybody. I feel like everybody and their mother is in Nashville right now.
They truly are. And then is this, how many CMA Fest have you done so far?
So I've been to quite a few. I went to my first one when I was, I think, 13 or 14.
Like, oh my gosh.
My parents.
Who did you come to see at Fanfare?
Oh, like everybody. Anybody I could. But I was so young and like knew nothing about it. It was one of my first few times here in Nashville and definitely diving off the deep end. I came back like a few months later and I was like, it's kind of a little different now.
Yeah.
Like, not everybody, every superstar you've ever known is walking around anymore.
Exactly.
But I've been coming for a little while, but man, really missed it the last couple years.
Yeah, definitely. We're excited to be back. And I'm so excited to finally meet you. I've heard so much about you for so long, but I would love, tell me a little bit about your story, because I know like the whole thing is like you packed up your U-Haul right after graduation, you left, you moved, you came straight to Nashville.
Yeah.
Then you have like a couple of years before the pandemic kind of hits,
yes,
right? So just talk about like your story since then.
Yeah. So I started pursuing music when I was around like 12 years old. I was in every sport, every club you can imagine. And there was either zero talent or zero passion behind it. Absolutely everything, except for music. I couldn't get enough of it. Came home, wanted to learn every song I heard on the radio, on guitar, and play it for my parents, put on performances in the living room, and couldn't get enough of it. So I started pursuing that, playing like the Opry circuits in Texas, coming up to Nashville a little bit for things like CMA Fest and Rounds, and graduated high school a year early, moved the next day at 6 a.m. And
graduated early because you were taking so many classes or because you were like so smart you were testing out of stuff?
Oh no, not the testing out of things.
I was like, wait a second.
Yeah, so actually like my high school was set up kind of like a college where you had to like, you know, check off so many boxes of like a sport or something like that. And I was in marching band. We don't want to talk about it.
Is there like a photo of you in marching band that we could dig?
And my mom would have
What did you play?
So, okay, this is a little bit redeeming. I was in the drum line.
Oh, okay.
So I played snare
that's
in the drum line.
Like,
yeah.
Especially for a girl to be in the drum line. You're like, yeah, this is
badass.
You know,
I definitely felt cool at 16. I was like, it is the band. Anyways, it's fine. It's part of my history that got me to here.
Exactly.
But I loved music, everything I could get my hands on. But one thing with my high school is some of the classes like dual credited. So it counted as my PE somehow. I don't know how, but I'm just thankful that I did. And so graduated early and moved. And then, just started writing with anybody I could, playing rounds. It's Nashville's such a special town where, you know, you talk to one person and if they believe in you, they'll introduce you to everybody they've ever met in town.
Oh, yeah.
So that was happening for a little while. Pandemic hit, really fun. And throughout the pandemic, though, actually, I decided to release music for the first time and never could have expected the response it would get. And my life's pretty much changed a lot in the last year.
Oh my God, it's changed so much. I can't even imagine. And you were like a part of this, like, you know, I would say like one of the first big waves of like people who like went viral on TikTok
it
and like
weird.
Just took off like crazy. And now I feel like all these artists I talk to, they're like, I'm just trying to like get a viral moment on TikTok. And so I'm sure people are always asking you like, what is the secret sauce? Like, what is the ingredient? Like, what advice do you give to other artists who are like trying to follow a similar path?
You know, every time I think I have it figured out, I try it again and it doesn't happen again. So I don't really know. I wish I knew the secret.
I'm like, I have the best idea. This is so funny.
Oh,
it's going to be so great. Here's my moment. And then,
oh my gosh. And then I posted a picture, or like a video of my dog that was just so dumb. Took me 5 seconds and posted it and it got like 400,000 views and it made me want to just delete my account altogether. I'm like, I don't know what's happening.
I think that is the secret sauce, is like care less, try less, and it will
1,000%.
Whatever.
Take all the pressure off.
Whenever you spend too long editing it and adding all this.
I think it knows. It's like you're trying too hard. is too much.
Definitely.
But it has been cool to see the things that do connect with people. It's not always what I thought. I mean, even with Just Drive, it is so specific to me and my story. My white 4Runner is somewhere in a parking lot here.
Yeah.
And I listened to Paramore growing up and in high school and stuff like that. And those little details felt so specific to me. I didn't think anyone else would relate, but boy, was I wrong. But I'm not special at all in the best possible way. Yeah. But it's been really cool to see that. Even like I posted a fun song about getting married in Vegas. Obviously I haven't been married in Vegas. I think my parents would be, confused more than anything. But it was crazy to see how many people related to that song. So there's no secret. There's no secret sauce, just a lot of luck and trying your absolute best, I guess.
Yeah, every day. I totally get that. Well, then talk about, too, you were just mentioning Just Drive. This is your first single to country radio. Yeah. How is that feeling?
It's insane. It's crazy to go to a show and I feel like more people are knowing the words to the song and are sending me screenshots on Instagram of it being on their local station. And, I mean, obviously, DSPs are freaking awesome. However, there's something special about being on a local radio station with people that they grew up with the state. It's just, it's pretty special. So it's been insane.
That's so awesome. I'm so excited for you. What else are you like excited to do this year? What else are you working on?
You know, I actually get my first summer of festivals this year. So I'm playing a bunch of things.
So much fun.
Oh, I am just so excited. Just
I feel like that's great
because
then like when you're on one tour, you're with the same people the whole time. Yeah. But like for festivals, like you're going to get to see like so many different artists.
Oh, yeah.
And like it's like probably great networking also and so many different places and people. Like,
I'm such
that's cool.
a fan. Of music. Like I am, I don't know when you become jaded, but I am nowhere close. I want to go to everybody's show and stay the whole time. And I love my, I bet my team and my band loves that every time, but I'm like, we have to stay till the finale. But it's been just so exciting and it's been really cool to like get to go see new shows and you're already there and you get cool seats and get to meet them afterwards. And I get to be such a super fan all summer too. So I'm pumped for that.
That's so awesome. Well, I'm so excited for you and thank you so
much
for coming to see us. Erin
Kinsey,
Odyssey Country.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!